Welcome back to another episode of the Jacob Johnston Show. Okay, so the Texas Democrats have made headlines as being reported from just the news. Texas House Democrats use private jet to flee state, avoid vote on election reform. 67 Texas House Democrats fled Austin Monday for Washington, D.C. on a private plane in a political maneuver that Governor Greg Abbott says only hurts Texas. Shortly after 2 p.m., House Democrats confirmed in a statement that they were not returning to the state capitol to complete an ongoing special session, which began July 8th and lasts for 30 days. By leaving Texas, House Democrats avoid being arrested by the call of the House, which speakers of the House, Dave Blunt, could initiate had the members left Tuesday when the chamber is scheduled to be back in session. Because the legislature was out of session on Monday, Democrats had time to leave after having met over the weekend. Okay, so what does this all mean? This is a tactic that is used by the Democrats quite often whenever they don't have the ability to get something stopped legitimately. This is their way of being able to attack democracy and prevent people from being represented by their elected representatives. I mean, think about this. What they are trying to do is deny a quorum. A quorum is the set number of legislators that must be present in order for business to be able to be conducted. Now, since they don't have the numbers to stop a legislation that they personally don't like, even though the majority of the voters in the state like, what do? They just block and prevent a vote from ever taking place. And this isn't the same as doing a filibuster. This is them just fleeing the state so that there isn't a minimum number of people present needed in order to conduct business. Democrats have used this tactic at various levels of government, including up to the federal House of Representatives and the Senate. I remember they've used this tactic in order to try and prevent and block passage of some of Trump's agenda while Trump and the Republicans were in charge of everything at the beginning of the Trump administration. They had used this tactic repeatedly. And this isn't even the first time that the Texas Democrats have used this tactic. It doesn't matter that the majority of their voters actually support the election reform. They don't care. And what they are doing is they are disrupting democracy. Because it's one thing to say that, hey, these people voted for me, you know, and I got to represent them. Okay, but it's another thing in order to engage in a political stunt that prevents people from being able to do their job and represent the will of the voters. Now, the Democrats, of course, they hate democracy. It doesn't work for them. They can't get enough people to vote for them in order for them to attain political power, which is why they have to engage in such disreputable tactics, lie, cheat, steal elections, engage in so much fraudulent activity. And then only when enough fraud has been committed for them to be able to gain enough power, do they pretend like they support democracy? But in the end, this tactic should not be allowed. This tactic should be seen as these Democrats submitting their resignation and resigning from political office, and then business should be able to continue as normal. This should not be one of those things that we, the people, or at least in this particular instance, the people of Texas, allows. This should not be something that the people of Texas should put up with. I mean, what kind of system do we have where if people just skip out on work, just decide, I don't want to show up and I'm going to leave the state because I don't want to show up, that's allowed to happen? Why? And this is one of those things that is just unfathomable. It's just a despicable political stunt. All they are doing here is they are admitting that they are in the wrong, that they are on the losing side of a political issue, that they do not have the support of the voters, they do not have the support of anything, and that they can't stop it through actual debate. They don't have any type of argument. I just don't get how this is allowed. This is a fundamental attack on democracy. Because what it's doing is it's blocking democracy from being allowed to happen. Now, if the Republicans were smart, what they would do is either say, hey, we take this as a sign of their resignation, and if they want to refute their resignation, then they must come back and refute it in person. Otherwise, they're going to be seen as having resigned, And then they're going to continue forward because now a new number of members is set for what a quorum represents. I think that is a good idea. Another good idea is to go ahead and file articles of impeachment on every one of these people who have decided to flee the state, you know, or expel them from the Texas House, because this type of tactic isn't even the first time it's been used in Texas. And we've seen Democrats, even in the House of Representatives, use this tactic, and it should not be allowed. Am I the only one that thinks that? But hey, then again, let's say that the Democrats view this as a perfectly legitimate tactic. Well, okay, let's take that to its logical conclusion. Then I would say that the Republicans should do that. I mean, take a look at the makeup of the House and Senate right now, right? Take a look at that. What if every Republican, when it comes to the passing of Joe Biden's budget reconciliation bill, that only requires a majority vote? Now, we know how that vote is likely to go, with Kamala Harris being used as the tiebreaker. But Kamala Harris is not a member of the Senate, at least not anymore. So her presence at a Senate hearing does not contribute to a quorum. So what if the Republicans, all 50 of them in the Senate, decide, you know what, we're going to pack up and leave. We're going to head to all the other states. You know, we're going to head to Wisconsin. We're going to head to Texas, Florida. You know, they're going to go off and they're going to flee. Well, if all the Republicans did that, then they would be denying a quorum in the Senate, which would block passage on just about everything that Joe Biden wants to be able to accomplish. And it would stop the budget reconciliation bill. And what if the members of the House did much the same? Well, we know what would happen. Whereas the media right now is going off and saying these Democrats who have fled Texas, they are brave. They are, you know, fighting for democracy. Oh, they are doing a good job representing their people, raising them up as heroes. But if the Republicans were to do that in order to block legislation that the Democrats want, let's say the Republicans did that in the United States Senate, what would happen? Oh, this is just another attack on democracy. The media would attack them relentlessly and then try to blame them for everything, attack them viciously, come up with a bunch of bogus opinion polls. And then if a government shutdown came, of course, they would blame the Republicans, which, by the way, I don't get how how government shutdowns is viewed as negative by, especially towards a group of people that view the government as out of control, spending too much, and want the government to be limited anyways. But I know the Democrats try to use government shutdowns to shut down things that a government shutdown would not actually shut down in order to inflict maximum pain on the population. I get that. But whereas the Democrats are going to be heralded as heroes by the media, Republicans doing the exact same thing would just be demonized. But you know what? Maybe they should just do it anyways. Maybe the Republicans should go ahead and leave Washington, D.C. while the infrastructure or reconciliation bill is being considered. And maybe if they can figure out the best way to time this, because I believe there's a time limit on budget reconciliation process. And if the Democrats wait so long, maybe the Republicans can time it so that they flee D.C., preventing the United States Senate from having a quorum, and not return until the time frame for the budget reconciliation process has expired, at which point the Democrats would need to find a different means in order to be able to try and pass any part of their agenda. Once you're outside the budget reconciliation process, the Republicans have more power and authority to be able to block things and demand things. The Republicans or the Democrats won't be able to just ram something through. But you know, the Republicans will never do this. They don't have the backbone. They don't have any, I mean, the Democrats can do it all they want. No consequences. The Republicans, they won't have the backbone and they're too afraid of the media. But I just find it absolutely sickening that the Democrats actually go through and get away with this stunt. But hey, you know, if they can do it, maybe we should do it to disrupt them as well. Just my thoughts. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Now, in another news story here, you remember Jenna Ellis, Trump's lawyer, RNC lawyer, who was helping him go around state to state in order to try and prevent the election fraud from being able to go through. She has resigned from the Republican Party, or at least from the RNC, the Republican National Committee. And this is a sickening story that we are finding out here. So over the weekend, news broke that chief counsel for the Republican National Committee, Justin Reiner, had abandoned efforts to assist former President Trump days after the election with allegations that it was allegedly stolen. An email was written by Reiner questioning why the RNC was supporting the former president's claim of voter fraud found its way to Trump's election lawyer, Jenna Ellis, who was reportedly at dinner with Rudy Giuliani and Bernie Kurik at the time. Ellis on Sunday tweeted out that reports of Reiner's behavior were true and that the RNC turned its back on Trump days after the November election, despite fundraising more than $220 million off of the claims that they were part of the fight. RNC Chairwoman Rona McDaniel subsequently blocked Ellis on the platform. On Monday night, Ellis, on her Real American Voice show, Just the Truth, announced her intentions to leave the Republican Party on account of its current leadership, and then says that we must demand that the leadership of the RNC must resign. So here's what's going on here, and this is what really is sickening, because as Republicans, as conservatives, we realize that we're constantly surrounded by a bunch of Judas, people who have made their ways to the leadership of the RNC, the leadership of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate, who don't give any damn about conservative values, who don't actually believe in the Republican platform. They're just there in order to try and get power. They ran as Republicans because they're largely in a red state and they could never get voted in as Democrats. So, you know, this is one of those things that we have come to realize, and we know that we need a massive change in the leadership. But here's where I get really pissed off even more, is the fact that the Republican National Committee, the RNC, abandoned Trump despite there being significant evidence of election fraud, despite the media trying to downplay all the evidence that has already been uncovered and shown to the public, despite the leadership's attempts, we have seen significant evidence of election fraud. Now, we're supposed to call it election irregularities and so on and so forth in order to avoid being deplatformed. You know, any information about the election has been censored, but the RNC decided, you know what? We're not going to defend our democracy. We're not going to defend President Trump. We're going to let a complete and total fraud be installed into the White House, and we're not going to do anything to stop it. But we see a fundraising opportunity here. So they claim to be part of the fight. They claim that they are helping to try and fight election fraud and defend President Trump in order to fundraise $220 million. But then it turns out that they had no intentions of doing anything, that they weren't going to defend democracy. They weren't going to defend the integrity of the election. They decided that they were going to abandon Trump and then just leave him out in the wind. And then what effect does this have when it comes to the other members of the Republican Party? You know, why the members of the Senate didn't do anything to try and stop the fraudulent electoral votes that were cast? Why they didn't do anything to stop the unconstitutional installation of Biden into the White House? Now, I would say that if people donated to the RNC as they were making claims that they were in the fight to stop the election fraud and fight for election integrity, that now, if you had donated to the Republican Party during that time, shortly after the November election, in order to help fund President Trump's fight against a fraudulent election, and now that we have this coming out, you should sue the RNC. You should sue them for fraud, because it is fraud. It is fraud for them to go out there and fundraise, claiming that they are fundraising for one specific effort, are using one claim in their fundraising effort, and then behind the scenes go, yeah, we're not actually doing that. No, no, no. We have no intentions of actually fighting against a fraudulent election. All right, if you donated to the RNC during this time, you should sue them for fraud, because that's what it is. No, I get it. You're going, well, if we sue the Republican Party, that could hurt us in the midterms. Well, you know what? Maybe you should also be thinking about the fact that constantly being stabbed in the back by a bunch of Judas, a bunch of people claiming to be Republicans, claiming to be conservatives that are not, is hurting us even more. You want to know why the Democrats keep being able to get their way, why the country continues to go left, even when Republicans are in charge of the House, Senate, and White House? Is because we're constantly being sold out. And if they feel like there's no consequences to selling us out, in fact, selling us out can lead to even more fundraising opportunities claiming to be against what it is they themselves are helping to push forth and helping the Democrats to succeed, we're funding our own demise. We're just being made fools out of. The leadership of the RNC needs to change. And I don't have any problems with saying, hey, we should go out there, stop donating to the RNC, stop donating to these Republicans who constantly sell us out and stab us in the back. Just knock it off. And either they will change and actually fight for what it is they claim to be standing for, or we just replace them. You know, I would have no problems with the idea of replacing the RNC. I mean, this type of thing pisses me off. They're out there fundraising, saying that they're going to help support President Trump and defend our democracy from election fraud, while at the same time going off there and saying, no, we're not actually going to do anything. We're just going to abandon this. We're just going to let this fraudulent election go through. My God. So yeah, go ahead, sue them. Sue them for fraud, fundraising under false pretenses, you know, fraudulent activity, and demand that you're not going to provide any more donations or funds until they change the leadership, until they get rid of the current leadership and the Republicans, and replace them with actual conservatives that actually believe in a platform of the Republican Party. This is just my thought. If they're able to get away with this and continue to have us donating to them month after month, year after year, being able to line their own pockets by lying to us and selling us out, it's never going to change. As long as the money keeps flowing to them, it's never going to change. As long as they continue to get elected by default, it's never going to change. We need to make sure that they understand that if they don't actually stand up and fight for conservative values, fight for the Republican agenda, then they're done. No more votes for them. No more funding for their campaigns. Nothing. And I get it. The Republicans will, at least in part, try to take the wrong message out of this. Oh, yes, you know, they're no longer voting or donating to us because they don't support the agenda. So we must change the platform of the Republican Party. No. And don't go off and fall for their fraudulent claims of pretending to suddenly stand up for conservative ideas or the Republican platform. You actually have to hold their feet to the fire. You actually have to go out there and make sure that it's very clear that we're not going to accept half measures and we're not going to accept being stabbed in the back anymore. So the RNC, as far as I'm concerned, is dead to me until they get rid of the current leadership. That's just my thoughts. What do you think? All right, that's it for this episode. I'd like to thank you so much for listening in. If this is your first time, don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss another episode. Leave me a rating and review and share this around on social media. Thank you so much, and I will be back again soon.